This podcast is made possible by thousands of dedicated listeners just like you. Be a part of this powerful three-decade legacy of evangelization by visiting materdeiradio.com or downloading the Hail Mary media app. And thank you for joining us on the bridge between your faith and everyday life.
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Indeed, the word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart." Yes, the word of God is living and effective today in my life and in yours. And that's the very reason why I'm offering this weekly podcast where I reflect upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. So now, please join me on Faith Moments with Dina Marie as we break open the Word of God together, inviting His Word to change our lives forever. Greetings. This is Dina Marie of Faith Moments. Thank you for joining me on this weekly podcast where we come together and listen to the sacred scriptures for our Sunday Mass readings. Today, we celebrate the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time. We are getting very close, as I've mentioned, to the end of the year and still into the month of October. For 2025, it is October 26th, and we're reading from the Cycle C readings for our Sunday Mass. So let's begin with the collect prayer. And as we listen to these readings, really the thread or the focus I want to hit on today is authentic prayer. We've been hearing about how to pray, and Jesus has been giving us some parables in the gospel reading about how to pray, maybe how not to pray. And so today we're going to look for these opportunities to see where authentic prayer comes into place. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, increase our faith, hope, and charity, and make us love what you command, so that we may merit what you promise. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of Sirach. The Lord is a God of justice, who knows no favorites. Though not unduly partial toward the weak, yet he hears the cry of the oppressed. The Lord is not deaf to the wail of the orphan, nor to the widow when she pours out her complaint. The one who serves God willingly is heard. His petition reaches the heavens. The prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. It does not rest till it reaches its goal, nor will it withdraw till the Most High responds, judges justly, and affirms the right. And the Lord will not delay. The word of the Lord. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear me and be glad. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress, he rescues them. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit, he saves. The Lord redeems the lives of his servants. No one incurs guilt who takes refuge in him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, I am already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearance. At my first defense, no one appeared on my behalf, but everyone deserted me. may it not be held against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil threat and will bring me safe to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The word of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Authentic prayer, the thread that I want to look into a little bit more today. Last week, we heard about that persistent widow, and we heard about a man, a judge, who didn't like anyone, who actually didn't respect anyone. However, he had this position of judging. So before we get into that, let's go into the first reading of Sirach. This is Sirach chapter 35. And Sirach is a book of wisdom. And so what we hear here is this meditation on the justice of God and who God listens to. And if we remember the story of David or even of Solomon in his good days, we hear that God hears the heart of the person and the one who is going to follow him in his invitation to fulfill the will of God in his time. And so he saw the heart, for example, of David. He saw the heart of Joseph. He sees what no one else sees. And even if we do possibly some actions out there that might be considered holy, it could be I fast or I give, but here we listen to the words, yet he hears the cry of the oppressed. This is going to be confirmed in this beautiful Psalm 34, the Lord hears the cry of the poor. I love this psalm. The Lord is not deaf to the wail of the orphan. The Lord hears every single distress that's happening in the world. Make no mistake about it. And I love this line, well, two of them. The one who serves God willingly is heard. His petition reaches the heavens. When we have incense that is burned during a particular liturgy, particularly during adoration, I think about the time of Easter or Christmas or special holy days where the priest will put incense and the smoke will go all around the altar, around the word of God, around the people. And then we have this symbol. And of course, in the early days of all the Jewish community, they would burn incense. Many religions will burn incense or burn as an example of our prayers are going to go up to the sky. And so it's just this reminder that as we pray, our prayers are going to heaven. There's this purification. There's this in the book of Revelation, we hear a lot about incense and the burning of incense. But again, that idea of our prayers going to heaven, and this is reflected in Sirach. And I love this. The prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. I mean, you think about the prayers going up to heaven and the wailing of the poor, the wailing of the orphan, the wailing of the infant, the wailing of those in most distress, you know, those who are involved in war, you know, the victims of war, the victims of violence, the victims of poverty, the victims of being ostracized and objectified, those prayers pierce heaven. It does not rest. And so those prayers, those cries of the poor are going to continue, going to continue, going to continue till it gets its goal, till there is justice. And that's part of what Jesus was implying in that parable last week of saying, be like the widow who's going to persist and persist and persist in prayer. Don't ever give up. Don't ever stop crying for justice. It's when we stop crying for justice that we get in trouble. It does not rest until it reaches its goal. Persist in prayer. Be a nag in prayer, but have a heart that trusts the Lord, that depends on the Lord. We should be trusting in the Lord. I mentioned this a few weeks back, and one of my friends, Mary, had mentioned this, the frog principle. Fully rely on God, F-R-O-G, fully rely on God. Pray as you fully rely on God, then do what you need to do. There are things that we need to do. We need to vote for justice. We need to stand for justice. We need to pray for justice. We need to do those actions and prayers and intercessions in the world in the way that we do them, whether they're in ministries of justice and peace, pro-life. We vote, and we vote according to our faith, trusting in God. Well, if that vote didn't go the way that we thought it should, we keep going, we keep promoting, we keep pleading for justice and for the rights of each and every human life with a pure heart, with an authentic heart, trusting in God in His time. Listen to this in the psalm, the Lord confronts the evildoers. Every single action will have a consequence. And so know for sure that every wrong in this life, there will be an account. You may not see it, you may not witness it, but it will happen. God is a just judge, and that evil action against a human life will be called for. There will be an amend. There will be a punishment. We may not see it. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. Don't be an evildoer. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them. From all their distress, He rescues them. We need to trust in the Lord. But we also need to take action and care for those around us and do what has been given to us at all in our different vocations and the different ways that we are able to help aid and bring relief. It starts with prayer. It continues with prayer, and it will never end. Like we hear from St. Paul, you know, he says, I've competed well. I've finished the race. I've kept the faith. I continue to trust in God. I continue to do the work, even when I'm shipwrecked, even when I'm put in chains, even when my friends, what wasn't mentioned in this reading, we kind of skipped a section, is that all of these people that Paul entrusted his work to, some of them abandoned him. Some of them went a different way. Some of them turned against Paul. And he says, may it not be held against them. So even though he was disregarded and he was treated poorly by others, he's not going to hold that against him. He's not going to want to have revenge. He's going to pray for them. And he says, the Lord stood by me, even when my friends, even when my compadres turned away from God and tried to arrest me or to take the gospel away from me, I'm going to pray for them. They will receive their just due. But that's going to be up to the Lord, not up to me, says Paul. And I was rescued from the lion's mouth. You know how much Paul fully relies on God. We see that time and time again. And what is at the end of this reading? To him be glory forever and ever, to the Lord. Everything goes back to the Lord. Everything comes from the Lord. And Paul is giving all the praise back to the Lord. The Lord will rescue me from every evil threat. We see in the world today that's very secularized, a threat on Christianity. But we need to trust that the Lord will bring us safe to his heavenly kingdom. We need to fight for the rights of others. We need to pray as we've never prayed before. Prayer isn't something we do the third or fourth or fifth thing down the list. Prayer is at the top of the list. It's at the middle of the list. It's at the bottom of the list. We need to be persistent in prayer. And here is another story that Jesus is saying what not to do and to point out to those who think they've got it all. Well, I'm in with God. I'm in with God. In fact, I'm so in with God, I don't even really need to ask him for anything because I do everything the way it's supposed to be. I'm self-righteous. And in fact, I know that all of these other people around me are totally flubbing up. They are totally disobeying God. They're not following the right rules or the right actions. And they have the problem. They despise others. This is who Jesus is pointing out to their faces. You know, you are self-righteous, Pharisees, because the Pharisees did a lot of things. They did this tithing and they did the good works. You know, they gave money. They fasted. They followed a regimen and a ritual. But it was all about them and checking off a box. Their hearts were not turned to the Lord. They weren't praying out of a heart that wanted to look to the Lord and fully rely on God. They were fully relying on themselves. And we hear it in the prayer of the Pharisee, who it even says Jesus is saying he is praying to himself. He's not even acknowledging God's presence. He goes to a place of prayer, but then he took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. And again, this is a story, a parable that Jesus is trying to convey a message of what to do and what not to do. We don't want to do this Pharisee thing. Oh God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, right? I am not like all of those people that are disobeying all of the laws and they're greedy and they're dishonest and they're adulterous. I am not like that. Because I do these things. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Look at all the things that I do. And he's really justifying himself. What a heart is that? That's not a heart that's full of love, that's trying to talk to your heavenly Father. But here's this tax collector who, for whatever reason, has this job that a lot of people look down to because it was known the tax collectors would take a little extra money for themselves. And he feels bad, but he's going to the Lord. He can't even look up. He doesn't even raise his head. You know, in the first, the one who serves God willingly is heard. His petition reaches the heavens. The prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. Here's the lowly. Oh God, and he's beating his breast. Remember my faults, my most grievous faults. You know, when we pray that prayer in the Confiteor at the beginning of Mass, my fault. You know, we're recognizing we're a sinner. You know, sinners though are the ones who can become saints. Okay, join the club. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He acknowledges that he needs God. The first one doesn't need God. I've already got everything handled. That's empty prayer. Authentic prayer is desiring God, is knowing I need God. God's the only way that I'm going to get the grace. It's not going to come from me. It's not going to come from all the things that I can do. Does my prayer lead me into ego, myself? Or does my prayer lead me into total trust and dependence upon God? Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but those who humble themselves will be exalted, will be in heaven. The Lord does not delay. He will answer the prayer. How and when, I don't know. He will answer the prayer. Fully rely on God. St. Paul did it. It was not easy for St. Paul. St. Paul even asked for a thorn to be pulled from his side, some kind of difficulty. We don't know what it was. But sometimes you ask for things to be taken away from you. Lord, if this relationship, if this habit, if this sin could just be taken away from me. But the Lord's going to know what's best for you. How are you going to get best on your road to heaven? It may be that thorn that pierces you so that you turn to him. You turn to him. Do you turn to him? You turn to him. Always rely on God. Always rely on God. I want to just share two little thoughts from the book In Conversation with God about prayer. And that was really the reflection in these readings for today. And Pope St. John Paul II said at the beginning of his pontificate, there was a quote, "For me, prayer is the first priority. Prayer is the basic prerequisite to service of the church and of the world. We well know that faithfulness to prayer or its neglect is a test of the vitality of religious life, apostolate, and Christian fidelity. Prayer is indispensable for you today as yesterday." And St. Therese of Avila said, in terms of preparing well for our time in prayer, she said, "Mental prayer is nothing else, in my opinion, but being on terms of friendship with God, frequently conversing in secret with him who we know loves us." God loves you. So do you have those constant conversations with God? I pray that you do. And let's continue to pray like a frog, fully relying on God. Authentic prayer. Let us pray. God of mercy, we can make no return for your immense love except to take up the cup of salvation and call upon your name in thanksgiving. Grant us humble, grateful hearts through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen. You have been listening to Faith Moments with Dina Marie, reflections upon the liturgical scripture readings for the Sunday Mass. New podcast episodes are released weekly through the generous support of Mater Dei Radio. To learn more about Faith Moments with Dina Marie, visit me online at dinamarie.org. That's dinamarie.org. May you have a blessed week.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend. You can support this vital mission of evangelization through materdeiradio.com or the Hail Mary Media app. And thank you for helping us lead souls to Jesus through the Blessed Virgin Mary.